from high in the air, Uteam in the northern Maldives looks just like a tiny green jellyfish floating all alone in the vast Indian Ocean. It's a typical Maldivian island, the clean-swept streets, the freshly limed walls of houses and the pots of flowers outside every home show the deep love that Maldivians have for their homeland. And Uteam is also the birthplace of Sultan Mohammed Thakur Rufano. Locals here are preparing to celebrate their national day, which marks the Sultan's liberation of the Maldives from Portuguese colonial rule. Maldivians are very proud of their country. Mohammed, my guide, who works at a luxury resort on one of the neighbouring islands for most of the year, returns to his island whenever he can.
Of 900 people living, and the people are very well, very much cooperative. The island people, that's why they are doing always, you know, for the development of the island, this type of work that you see now. You see, this is just for free.
Yeah.
They're on, you know, for the just for the island development. It's a pride for them, always, you know, seeing the island like this.
After centuries of living on remote atolls like this one, the people of the Maldives are well adapted to living with water. The sea for them is the source of their livelihoods, their food, their economy, and also their leisure. But rising sea levels and coastal erosion wrought by climate change threaten not just their way of life, but the island's very existence. Around 80% of land in the Maldives is less than a metre above sea level. The scarcity of land on these small islands means that many residents live in close proximity to the sea, putting them at risk of inundation. Like many people living on Uteam, Mohammed doesn't believe that climate change is a threat to his home or country.
We are actually not that frightful, you know. We are not frightened that much because we know if you compare to the islands of all of Maldives, you will see this island, this actually the ground level is very high than other islands. So we are very much confident that if something doesn't go too bad, we will be on the safe side.
Just an hour's plane ride takes me south to Malé, the densely populated and lively capital of the Maldives. Malé has long had an active voice on the issue of climate change. Back in November 2008, the then President Mohamed Nasheed had already planned to purchase land outside of the country for residents to relocate to. But he was removed from office before the initiative was put into action. At her office overlooking the Malé docks, Maldives Foreign Minister Dunia Mahmoud explains the effects that climate change is having on her country.
We have been slowly seeing the impact of increasing sea level rises, I say extreme weather patterns, and also sea swells are becoming more frequent and more, and the impact being greater. We have to make sure that the land elevation is higher and that we build effective sea walls around the islands. We also have impact on our coral reefs, and it's the beauty of our coral reefs that's obviously driving much of the tourism. So all these impacts have and are already having an impact on the livelihoods of people of Maldives.
She tells me that the government is committed to reducing carbon emissions and to fostering sustainability through a series of measures that will be implemented over the next few years.
We are also keen to keep our reefs and our waters and our beaches very clean. And we are, as I said, investing in greener technologies for the future.
Yet despite its pledges, Dunia Mahmoud says that the fate of the Maldives lies in the hands of world leaders at the Paris Climate Summit.
Our hopes are entirely pinned on there. Maldives will continue to advocate and be a strong voice on behalf of all the island states. And we are really looking for a legally binding, ambitious agreement that would help fulfill the wishes of the people of our small island countries and help to address this issue of climate change. We know that this is like the final chance for the whole planet, not just for our small island country states, where we might be at the forefront or the frontline states at this point in time, but it is going to impact every country in the coming future and coming years.
In downtown Male at Sultan Park, which once belonged to the Sultan's palace, protesters have organised various events as part of an International Day of Action on Climate Change. Wearing bright flowers and carrying a hand-painted protest sign, 22-year-old student Isha worries for her country's future.
We grew up on the sea, and now there's the possibility that we might be drowning and so disappear under the sea.
She's frustrated by what she perceives as the slow pace of action on climate change, and she feels that there needs to be a shift in the way the problem is viewed.
It's every government's responsibility to take the necessary steps to ensure that our country remains protected from the risks of global warming.
As talks come to an end in Paris, Maldivians will be celebrating their national hero who crossed the seas to free their country from the Portuguese. But for many, their minds will be on another, more urgent battle as they come to terms with the notion that the sea, which has always been their best friend, may well become their worst enemy. Heidi Fullerlove, DW, Male, Maldives.